Scarpins Avenue.
Dan and Ren and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Tiger King recap episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population
us.
You. Yeah.
Joe.
This one's for the animals.
Ensemble.
This one's for the animals. So,
you think somebody ever yelled that while shooting a gun off
nope.
at the zoo?
This one's for the animals. And then Joe shot the horse. So, we watched this is interesting.
So where are they now?
Yeah, just sort of the recap. Yeah. It's that version of like after the Jersey Shore, they have like a reunion type of thing. Mm-hmm. But they weren't in the same
tigers.
Place. They weren't in the same place, and it wasn't combustible. They weren't.
So when I saw Joel McHale trending the other day on Twitter, and it was like, then I read through all of it, and people were giving him so much shit because they're like, he's making fun of these people. Well, no shit.
Right.
They are there to be made fun of. And by the way, he wasn't going in that hard.
No.
He was making great jokes.
Right. And it's ridiculous.
And he was, in my opinion, I'm watching that show going, how would we have done it differently if we were given the chance to do the show? Not much. No. He was so funny.
Yes.
He was fast.
Yes.
He did.
They all deserved to be needled, at least needled for their participation.
He did an unbelievable interview with everybody. He managed to, he like vacillated back and forth between being serious, like talking about someone shooting themselves on camera.
Yeah.
To
his reactions were real.
And then his jokes were amazing. And he made fun of himself. Dude, this is how you determine who's an asshole and who isn't.
Right.
If you had a problem with Joel McHale's hosting of that show,
you probably voted for Trump.
Yeah, we know you're an asshole.
If you have the energy to write negative stuff about Joel McHale and you're protecting these people, I'm just going to say this in the nicest possible terms.
Sure.
You need to die. Yep.
Oh,
you need to fucking die. From COVID-19, go for it. Or get your hand bitten off by a tiger.
Okay, so.
Or get screwed over by these people and have your life
ruined. I know, then see how you feel.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody seemed to show regret, but that's fine and good.
And everyone
I'm glad.
Was mad at Joe.
Jeff showed no regret.
Jeff showed no regret.
Jeff Lowe showed zero regret.
Right. And except for how he regrets how they portrayed him.
This is how you know Jeff Lowe's an asshole, because he showed zero regret over anything, over the animals, the way the animals were treated, anything.
Yeah. Well, that goes against his current business model.
His regret is that he didn't go after James Gerritsen.
Who is the only person we didn't hear from.
Yeah, we didn't hear from Gerritsen, man. I guess
I was dying to see what his hair was looking like in this pandemic.
Oh, my God.
He's letting it go.
He looked like, he's like the third evil Gruden brother.
He's like Chucky if Chucky went off a diet.
He's like if type 2 diabetes had legs.
And hair. Exactly. So, a lot of people showed regret. My thing about that, though, is like all these people, hey, they obviously realized that's great. And I'm happy for them that they came to that conclusion that it was wrong what they were doing. My opinion of them is based off a literal documentation of them not having that regret, of the actions and things that they did do. That doesn't mean people can't change. And I hope to God that they did. But regardless, if you participated in what happened in that zoo, like you get shit on for that for a long time, if not ever.
Dan, I've done a lot of thinking about the Tiger King and about the situation, and really it comes down to poverty and desperation. That's what it is.
Well, a lot of them didn't have anywhere else to go and couldn't get another job.
And neither did Joe. And this is my
argument.
They could
have been heroes by turning him in.
Right. But so what Joe... And it's poverty, desperation, plus stupidity.
Sure.
That is a perfect storm for what happened.
Sure.
You got this guy who's stupidity. I could take a bunch of tigers and turn it into a zoo and make some money. That's all he thought. Right. He didn't plan ahead. He didn't say how much is it going to cost to keep a tiger alive. Right. He didn't say, do I have enough space on my land to take these tigers on? And then all of a sudden it started costing money to keep these tigers alive. Mm-hmm. So
it's like a drug habit.
So it's a drug habit. Mm. So the only thing he could do was get more tigers, breed the tigers, sell those tigers.
Sure.
So now he's making some money. And he's got more tigers than the people can, oh, they want to hold the tigers because they're real little. Okay, we can make some money off that, and then we can give away the tigers, and right. we breed some more tigers and make some more money off the tigers, and then we have a gift shop, and people buy the stuff in the gift shop. And all that was to serve him so that he could make some money, serve the ego, and then the stupidity, and then all of a sudden, he gets into a lawsuit with this woman.
Well,
and
the problem
is, you see that it's a house of cards, and as soon as he starts dipping to the poverty line, in his whole life with the governmental, with the government run and with Carol Baskin stuff, then that's when he starts getting desperate.
So the reason that Carol Baskin threatened his ability to continue to make money, because Carol Baskin's like, I'm going to take away your ability.
Zoo.
I'm going to take away your zoo because what you're doing is wrong.
But what's insane and what a smart person would do would be like, oh my God, I'm in over my head. Okay. Smart person. If Joe Exotic was an intelligent person, not even a woke person, intelligent person would be like, oh my God, I'm in over my head. So a jerk, an asshole would be like, let me sell this to another guy and get out while I still have some money.
Sure.
Okay, that's what an asshole does. A good person is like, holy crap, I made a mistake. I thought tigers were, it's like why people have kids and they're like, I just want a baby. Well, you know what? That baby turns into a teenager,
a human being.
Into an adult, and that's a whole life. So he realized, oh my God, I didn't realize this was a lifelong commitment.
That's
I thought tigers die after 3 years. I don't know what his dumb mind thought.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, oh shit, I have this situation on my hands right now. What I need to do is talk to an animal rights, whatever, give all these tigers away, take the money I've made out of this thing and go away. But his ego, because he became the quote unquote Tiger King.
Right. I mean, ego is everything. That's everything.
And by the way, Rick Kirkham had a hand in that
building the ego.
Because I'm sure when
Joe asked him about it.
And when Joe Exotic would go down to sleep at night, he'd say, at least there are people interested in doing a show.
I got
about
a web show. I got a TV show.
Carol Baskin's doing her own show about herself. And
all those cool cats and kittens.
That's right. But that, like, that I, at least there's a guy who wants to do a show about me. I'm going to be famous based on this show.
Yeah.
And so that fame stoked what Jay was talking about. So it all, everybody had a part in this.
Sure.
And you look at Saf and you're like, Saf is never, he's never going to stand up and say, this is wrong.
He seems the most loyal to Joel.
Cowie hated him. And Cowie is never going to stand. Cowie's the one who brought the tigers over so that he could shoot him.
Yeah.
He's never going to stand up because Cowie's like, what else am I going to do?
Yeah, this is how I'm getting food, and right. I got a roof over my head. Otherwise, I'm going to die out in the cold.
What's the one guy's name? Eric? Is that his name? The first guy with the long blonde hair? Who was the first?
Eric Cowie.
Cowie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Last
right?
name,
yeah,
Cowie.
Yeah. He talking about they used me to help kill the time. Like, you did that.
You did.
Man.
You could have
you're
said
You're not
no.
absolved of this just because you were told. This isn't a few good men. You're, I'm like, who by the ordered way, the code red here?
Yeah, you're part of it. You're right. part of it. I understand that you couldn't stand, and I wish he would have admitted, like, I'm a weak person. I should have, but that's who Joe picked.
I'm a sucker for vulnerability.
But Joe, Joe went to the bus station and got these ex-cons and got these people.
That's why
I understand that they were all in a place, but decisions are still made. And trust me, I'm speaking as a person who's made the wrong decisions in my own life.
Totally.
I am no better. I'm better in these exact examples.
Dan, you have a moral compass and these people do not because a lot of them
But maybe I have easier choices, but I've made bad choices too, but I have to live with those just like they do. That's all I'm trying to say.
First tiger that gets shot. If you're working on that
thing. I wouldn't even be there with the tigers.
I'm just saying, first time, let's say you get swindled all the way through that point.
I'd be departing that. I'd be Leo on the inside. You can break my hand and I'll still help you.
Like, I know.
Help you until I take down these tigers. Get them out of there.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
So, you know, just seeing everybody like seeing Jeff Lowe, quote unquote, in on the joke and doing Joe Exotic impressions and stuff. That guy, in my opinion, hasn't paid enough. Like he
no,
has
he's
not
still
paid
living.
Enough. He's got to go to jail. He's got to go down and hard.
That was the most, I don't know if shocking's the right word, but the biggest like, whole shit moment
Picture
for
the
me.
Nanny.
The nanny was real. Come on. 100%. Did you guys think on some level that was a bot?
Real.
Like when he showed that in the documentary in episode 6 or 7, whatever that was, I was like, well, that's a fake person who's trying to swindle money out of people. That's like a Nigerian prince situation.
So, but
that woman was real and she's there with their kid.
Well, the only reason that it's okay is that the wife, I think, is hooking up with her too.
I'm just amazed that that woman was real.
I can't
that
imagine.
Nanny was real.
I can't imagine.
Is real.
I can't imagine that's a good nanny. Just can't imagine.
Because there's too many like other things happening.
Too focused
guys,
on.
Like, guys, she's really good with setting limits. And she really, she endures through breakups. There is no.
I'll give her that.
She lets a kid have the full meltdown and really experience her
thing.
Feelings.
We are judging a book by its cover, but sometimes you're right on about that book.
She's not a good
My
man.
Thing is this.
Not a good
it is,
nanny.
It is okay to look at something and say, it's unlikely that X is true. I'm willing to be surprised.
Sure.
Maybe she is. But
door
I
is
just,
open.
Sure.
Door is open
right.
to be
but
surprised.
But the screen
bad
door
nanny.
Is closed.
But that's a bad nanny.
The door is open, but the screen door is closed. The
screen door is closed.
And I'm just saying it is unlikely that there's a lot of like very professional early childhood development education going on
right there.
Right?
I would love to be wrong. To the Rye method. She very much backs off and lets the kids work out their own situation.
Fine. That's fine.
But I would love to be wrong.
That guy, in my opinion, needs to go down. It needs to go down
but
harder.
He's not gonna. For what?
He might. You
he
never
might.
Know. There's still stuff out there. And I feel like Joe Exotic, once he realizes he's not making it out there alive. That was a really interesting thing that Josh Dahl said. It's like, he ain't going to make it out
just
alive.
Getting the Montessori method.
Rick Kirkham said that.
Oh, Rick Kirkham said he's not going to make it out alive. And that's the truth. He's not going to make it out of that cell alive.
And that's Jen Kirkman's dad?
Kirkham.
Oh, sorry.
And one of the things that I think he's going to do when he realizes that it's over for him
Who,
in there.
Joe?
Is he's going to offer up.
You don't think he's already offered up?
I think he's
That's
offering
another opportunity for him to be the star.
Whatever real information he has on Jeff Lowe.
Or fake information. You think you think the real thing would hold
him
back?
Well, they'll have to prove it.
Jeff Lowe's going down, in my opinion. He's a really bad dude, and he's going down.
Do you think Jeff...
How come they couldn't get Doc Antle on here?
How good do you think Jeff Lowe thinks he is at poker?
Jeff Lowe thinks he's great at poker.
Jeff Lowe loves calamari.
He loves calamari.
Fried only though.
Always orders
marinara,
calamari.
Extra marinara, fried. He loves to tell you the best place to get calamari in Oklahoma.
He loves that. He always orders Long Island iced teas, but he just calls them one of them whiskey iced teas.
He doesn't have to get patted down when he goes to a strip club in Vegas.
He wears American flag underwear all the time.
All the time.
Old Glory.
And he knows his bandana size.
You know it. That's right.
Is there only one size?
Yes, of course.
Jeff Lowe with the bandana on looks, I'm not joking, 25 years younger than he looks. And with the than he is. Mm-hmm. And with the bandana on, he looks 62.
He looks stupid. Wait. Do you think he was angling for the Affliction sponsorship and to get a bunch of merch sent
straight
to him?
Up. From
He's
how many Affliction
be a brand
t-shirts?
Ambassador.
60 or 70.
Dan, here's the crazy part, and this is what's insane. I don't know if this is sad or positive, whatever.
Okay.
I do think these people, I know they're all on Cameo. I know they're...
Yeah, I know.
I'm certain...
Rick Kirkham can walk around and do... And get... I'm sure someone has got him as an agent, has an agent, and he will go around and he could speak everywhere. Not now.
But I was wondering that too.
But Cameos, Dan. Cameos, people just pay. We're on Cameo, guys. We're on Cameo. If anyone wants to book us, we're on Cameo. No, but like these guys are on Cameo. Like if they get 1,000 requests... at $50 request or $150 request, there's a very good chance that in the course of a week or two, they could-
But it'll all be done in a month.
It will be done in a month, but some of these people who've never had a pot piss in-
Maybe they could pay their debt off.
Like Jeff-
Or donate it all to some tiger
Eric
Cowie
recipes. Should use it to get himself some teeth and get out of his situation.
Or just get a house or just be-
I don't think, in the words of Eric Cowie, I don't think he gives a fuck.
He doesn't, but- But if you don't want questions about you doing meth, get some fucking
Let me ask you this before we get out of here.
Yeah.
We didn't hear from Prince Charles. We didn't hear from Doc Antle. We didn't hear from that
Carol
cool
Baskin.
Cat and kitten, Carol Baskin.
And we didn't hear from Don Lewis.
Nobody's heard from Don.
He rested.
Now, here's my question. We didn't hear from the hitman guy who
did. No.
Yeah, he's
old
scary.
Bathtub gin.
Yeah, bathtub.
Alan.
Yeah, bathtub Alan. Here's my question. Do you think they turned it down, or are we going to get another follow-up episode?
I guarantee you they turned it down.
You don't think Doc Antle wants to talk?
Doc Antle loves to talk.
You know how many more women he could get off another
Doc
appearance?
Doc Antle is like a lot of the corner of the rug has been pulled up on Doc Antle, and if I can keep this
rug down. I can maybe lure a few more women out here.
That's what
he's essential business in Florida, right?
He's like, if I get out there more and there's more to expose, or I say this thing or that,
then I'm screwed.
Then I'm screwed.
What about Carol?
Carol, I
she
think
wants, she saw how much the light got Carol, pointed her and what way, she did to her husband.
Carol is the winner of this documentary. Now, I still think she's a terrible human being. She is the winner of this documentary. Why?
Yeah.
Because she is painted as one of the animal rights activists, even though her zoo of her stuff is, she makes money off of it too. Right, she says it's not for profit.
Well,
but like,
she says it's to pay for the cats and to give them what they need.
And she is... without, she's not this other than the fact that she probably killed her husband.
Right.
She is without reproach on other things.
I just stomped on his neck twice.
Stomped on his neck twice. I just pushed him out of a Cessna plane. Mm-hmm. I just drove his car
over the Gulf of Mexico.
And I don't know if I said this. If I did, I'll say it again. American Butcher on Instagram sent us video of the same exact meat grinder Carol has, and you could definitely put a person in there.
You could put a person in there.
You can find him at American Butcher if you want to ask him yourself.
Oh, and order his beef sticks. I had a piece of
order his Don Lewis jerky. It's unbelievable.
No, his food is legit.
Unbelievable. Okay. All right, that's it, guys.
Yeah, that's it.
And then, I hope there's no more.
I hope so, too.
I can't go back down.
That should wrap it up for us. We don't have to go back into this dark cave and then try and find our way out into the light that is other Dumb People Town stuff.
Thanks to everyone who watched along with us. Thanks to everyone who's been following this thing. Please go ahead and subscribe and listen to our daily podcast,
Sklubber Country, the Virus Edition, and then listen to Dan's nightly podcast.
I've been listening to Dan's nightly podcast.
The Good Night Show. I love it so much.
It's so good. I love how you relate to Noah. I love when you talk about simple things like whiskeys, and I like all of it. So it's my morning listen, but if you want to listen to it as you go to bed at night, Dan, Randy, and I work super hard on all these podcasts to give you guys as much content and give you guys a break from this awful COVID. It gives us a break to do it, but it also, our hope is that we entertain you a little bit more every single day. So it means the world to us if you subscribe to those things and you rate and review them. It helps us. And Randy and I started a YouTube page that we'd love everyone to come on.
I can't wait.
If you go to our Instagram at Sklar Brothers, there's a link in our bio and just subscribe to that.
Subscribe to that and look at those clips. We're going to put all Cheap Seats clips on there.
It's going to be a blast.
So if you want a place and a haven to go back to old weird sports and Beamy and all the fun stuff, that's
do it there. All right, we love you guys, and oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Fuck the feds. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Avenue, a podcast. A podcast network.